I was recently sitting in a church and a worship team were practicing Christmas carols. And they were singing the unusual, almost strange carol, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And I heard the song again, and over recent weeks, just those lines have kind of been resonating in my heart and mind. O come, Emmanuel. How relevant are those words for Christmas 2023? In a world where we see the crisis in the Middle East, in a world where we continue to see a war in the Ukraine, in a world where we continue to see the tragedy of what is Myanmar and millions of displaced people, and then in our own lives, the challenges, the issues that we confront here within Australia. And again, we hear those words, O come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us, the reminder that at Christmas time we celebrate a God who loves us so much, a God who is not detached or distant, a God who cares for the world, whose heart breaks for the world, a God who sends his best in the Saviour, in the Son, born at Bethlehem. O come, Emmanuel, God with us. I don't know about you, but 2023 has been a challenging, stretching year. And at times it's felt overwhelming with all that's happening around our world, what's happening in my own life, what's happening in my family, what's happening across our nation. And I'm sure there are times when you too might have felt somewhat overwhelmed. And we catch our breath at the end of this challenging year and we hear those words again, O come, Emmanuel. I know I need the hope of God afresh in my world. And this Christmas, we hear that promise again of a God who loves us, of a God who cares for us, of a God who is with us in the midst of the messiness and the brokenness and the pain of our world, on the mountaintop and in the valley. O come, Emmanuel. To the young woman I sat with in a border refugee camp in India, who'd lost a husband and with a newborn baby, and in the midst of her tragic circumstances, can there be a better prayer for that young woman than O come, Emmanuel? To young mothers, Palestinian and Jewish, grieving in the midst of the tragedy and the war in the Middle East, can there be a more powerful prayer than O come, Emmanuel? To the businessman doing life in suburbia in Australia, putting on appearances and yet struggling deep down with depression, can there be a better prayer than O come, Emmanuel? And what is at the heartbeat of our teams across the world at Baptist Mission Australia? What is it that they seek to do every day, living as alongsiders, bringing the hope of Jesus to people in local contexts in Africa, Asia, and across Australia? What is their hope? What is their desire? By word and deed, they live out the very lines of that carol, O come, Emmanuel. As they bring the hope of Jesus to people with living with disabilities in Indochina, as they bring the hope of Jesus to impoverished communities in Africa, as they bring the hope of Jesus to a religious majority in Southeast Asia who might not otherwise ever hear the good news in ways that make sense. What do our teams do across the world? They bring to life that line, O come, Emmanuel. Thank you for your partnership and support with us at Baptist Mission Australia in 2023. Thank you for helping us to declare those words to a broken world that Emmanuel has come, that God is with us, that Jesus is here, the hope of the world. I pray this Christmas, in the midst of all that you face, the highs and the lows, the joys and the sorrows, I pray that you might know afresh the hope of Emmanuel. Have a blessed Christmas. A happy new year, and thank you for your wonderful support and partnership with us. Let's together declare that carol in our very lives as we live as the hands and feet of Jesus in this world. O come, Emmanuel.